Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 40 already. Happy Columbus Day, everybody. Where Columbus came down to America and said, hey, I'm discovering you all. The Native Americans looked at each other and said, hey, who's our guest? We've been here first. Anyway, that Al Porter, Man in the Streets, that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those online at Lake City Radio on Blog Talk, you can feel free to call in at 646-478-0944, like the brave phone callers from 216-400-216-820. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. Now, because I won't get a chance to do it, I'm going to give you all at least a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. So, starting off with number 10, Khalid Samad's Weekend. More on that in just a little while. Number 9, Poison Ivy debuts. that Eric Wilson disc. Number 8, Eric Magnus moves up. Number 7, Black Odyssey moving up. Number 6, Black House Sounds open. Mike mourns that in just a little while. Number 5, Speak Up Poetry Slam at CSU. They had free food and poetry last Friday. Number 4, the debut of Trap Boy Mannequin's Birthday Bash last Saturday night at the Symposium. Many guests, Iced Out Productions, did the filming of it. Number 3, moving up, Black on Black Crowd Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Why? It basically had everything. More in just a little while. Number 2, the debut of the Columbus Day Parade in Little Italy. More on that in just a little while. Number 1, debuting Mayor Frank Jackson, Councilman Joe Jones and Bashir Jones, Stop the Violence March and Rally. Just by the power players that was involved, that's what threw them up in there. I'm going to, before I do anything else, let people know that if you choose to, you can check out the Joseph Motley Jr. period on Facebook, or Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube, or Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube. You can also Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Wait a minute, Melanated Media News on YouTube and Facebook. And as I move down the line, before I go to the phone callers, I would like to definitely let people know you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. or the website of blackonblackcleveland.com. So since I'm getting a lot of this stuff out the way, and I did let people know about that Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. You can also go to emaxxradio@gmail.com to send stuff off. Before I go to the first phone caller, in about, give me 2 minutes before I go to the first phone caller, 216-400, test your Eric Wilson knowledge. DJ Dollar Rock had remixes at episode number 196 of the Hip Hop Workshop. You had, of course, Mama Porter there at the door, Mr. Ronnie B from 1008 Vision, Hip Hop Workshop News, and he performed. You had Renee Jackson, a.k.a. Twiggy, Big E, a.k.a. Mr. Man, Black Man's Army, Dantes Taylor with announcements, Tequila, Tremaine, Rondé, The Prophecy, Tremaine. You also had Black House Sound Open Mics, Kim R. You also had I Am a Superwoman Radio Network, Elder Statesman Silver, BB, well, a bunch of them, Lavelle Thomas. You also had Queen Dolores Gray. More on that in just a little while. You also had our other Renee from the Black Studies Department, Queen Dot, Robin Lewis, CGS, Vonda, Gardner, Eric Wilson, Carl Powers III. Who let people know the real deal on Hot Dog from Cheap Toast. Rashida Weaver, Janine Jones, Swab Gotti, GMS Shakespeare, Reverend Pinkney and Butt Smart. Oh, guess by the name of Smart. Now, like I say, there was a 3-song Zumba set with Queen Dolores Gray from Brickhouse Wellness featuring Sheriff Kilroy and Kim Robb, a.k.a. Rashida Weaver, Gotti. Forgotten Voices of Hip Hop, 3 Men, 3 Husbands. Rondé, The Prophecy, Suave Gotti, Ronnie B, and they introduced their wives, and the women spoke about marriage and supporting their spouses and being individuals. Al Porter, Man in the Street, did a live Q&A session with Eric Scratch Paper Wilson, who spoke on how long he's been in the music business, his albums, scoring soundtracks, production for Bone, J. Cool, Midwest Mafia, Foxy Brown, Dream Committee, and he even spoke on the facts of what Poison Ivy had accused him of in the case of domestic violence, and even a diss song, 126, and that was all put out. His E-Dub was off of it, you know, he let off his words. There was a Words of Power event the night before. He had been a part of, a plan to be, but it was canceled last Friday. Now tonight, if you can give me either how many CDs Eric Wilson has put out as a solo artist, you know, how many, or at least some of the names of them, could be a trick question I'm throwing out to you, you'll win a Man in the Street VIP ticket for Eric Wilson and Friends, which will be Friday, October 19th at Wilbur's East 9th between Euclid Carnegie, 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can always call for more information at 216-926-3693 or www.aftonshows.com/Eric Wilson. It says all ages, although it's not a clean show. And I will say that CGS didn't come to rap. He just came to support. So next month it's on him at the Three Husbands. Now, they'll be speaking on their viewpoints on the Forgotten Voices. And then also other Forgotten Voices will be a special one as we remember Rest in Peace, Rest in Heaven, the great one, Crack Baby and Dime, plus Nab One, who is also a graph artist and MC. And I got to say, as I leave this conversation and go to the phone line, I feel for Eric Wilson, the Poison Ivy situation. And without me getting into, hey, who's right, who's wrong, I'm not engaged, because as a man, at the time I was engaged, I couldn't handle a drunk lady cursing me out and throwing stuff at me. As an activist who goes through other trauma, think about it. If I'm dealing with certain things, I'm dealing with trauma. And I would get emotional back then. Sometimes yell, holler, but I had to get help. Help me get myself together, because I also had to deal with the fact my daughter passed. Now, the reason I put that out there is, at the time, I stayed angry. Then again, no matter how good the good stuff is from the young lady, brother, if she yells at you and throws stuff at you and hits you, leave. Call it off. And sister, if he hits you, leave. Once an abuser, always an abuser, unless they go get real help. Without promising they're going to get help. They just get it. You know it. I'm done with my 12-foot step ladder for my soapbox. P.S. We gave away a lot of Brown Report newspapers, snacks, DVDs, music. As I come to the first phone caller at 216-400, if you're trying to get that VIP ticket, all you have to do is let me know how many solo albums has Eric Wilson put out. Or at least, do you know a name or two of them?
I think it's five.
What did you say?
Five.
You think it's five?
Yes, four or five.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to say right now, that's not the answer. But why else did you call?
Oh, I called because I was still, this friend I have has a red Cadillac for sale, $3,000. And if anybody interested in it, is well kept, as you know, and everything else. Just they can call you, and you can, you know, and give you their phone number, and you can get it to the person who's selling.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, we'll do that one.
All right. Thank you.
You're
and
more
also,
than welcome. Thank you.
I want to thank everyone that came to the workshop, because they had a lot to offer. And at first you would think, because it started raining. So,
right.
Yes, our people don't like to get wet. But you looked up and so forth around 2 something or whatever, it started coming in. And the ones that came were the ones that was there, because they did a lot and made a contribution to all. So I thank everyone who came. And
thank you so much.
And I would have felt better had Mr. Powell done obsolete. So maybe he can do it at the open mic, because I found out the open mic I went did attend, and very inspirational. And to see the young men and the young women performing. And did a fantastic job. So I enjoyed the open mic. I really did.
Wow.
And
Mr. Thank
Powell
you
did
so
an
outstanding
much. Job. And Mr. Joe Motley Jr. did a fantastic job also. And so did you. And the rest,
Well,
the younger generation, all of them, did exceptionally well. So we're looking forward to seeing them again. And thank you.
All right. You are welcome. Thank you. I wish you had been right so I could have given you that ticket. That would have been like the, I'll just say it would have been excellent. I want to let people know about the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, which is Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe, 44110 between East 152nd St. Clair Intersection and Euclid Avenue. The number 1 and the number 37 bus does pass by the East 152nd St. Clair Intersection. Now, the number 28 bus does pass by off of Euclid and Ivanhoe. Just prepare for a little bit of a walk, but hey, walks are good for you. How do I know? Because I was part of that Columbus Day Parade, which was today in Little Italy and Murray Hill and Cornell. And let me tell you something. I remember the time you black folks couldn't walk anywhere in Little Italy. Had to run. But anyway, Team Corrigan had Townside Entertainment, Man in the Street, Donald Walker Brown, ICRM in his corner. Well, no Armand Booty Show. I'm just saying. And also, BWE, the Black Women of Excellence Future Kids No Bullying, is this Saturday at the Zelma Watson George Rec Center, 3155 MLK Drive, $8 per person. It's off Kinsman, and it includes skates. That's 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 216-235-8167 is the everything that's going on with that. And before I go to the phone line of 216-820-216-333, hey, if you're trying to win the Eric Wilson VIP ticket, you've got to tell me, how many albums has Eric Wilson put out? Or can you at least let me know what a couple of those titles of his solo projects might be? Now, I do want to say, this will be an easy one, 90 seconds or less. As last week, Ward 8 Councilman Mike Polensic said after the city reached 100 homicides for the seventh consecutive year, that Mayor Frank G. Jackson has been silent on the issue and that if they have a plan, nobody knows it. Y'all knew. That's when y'all invited that clown back by voting Bozo the Clown Frank over Krusty the Clown Zach Reed. The circus was definitely in town. Now, Grady Stevenson, one of Jackson's staff members, said the mayor's plan is working. 100-plus homicides, huh? 7 years in a row. Circus time. Anyway, you can Facebook State of the City Address, Where You at Cleveland. As Mayor Frank G. Jackson will give a State of the City address at Cleveland City Hall Wednesday at 6 p.m. where the doors are open. Remarks start at 7 p.m. at 500 Lakeside Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. I have to take off Black on Black Crime Incorporated presidential duties to be there. Black Lives Matter Cleveland is demanding that people come through. I hope I ain't got to chase Mayor Frank G. Jackson through City Hall again. I'm done with my 12-foot step ladder for my soapbox. Let's see who is calling in right now. Is I also just want to say I thank everybody. Hey, if anybody knows how many CDs that Eric Wilson has done as a solo artist, you'll get that ticket at the VIP table, 216-820. How you doing?
All right. This is Mr. Powers. I cannot give you the names of those two. I know the number of the albums he's made, but I can't give you the names. But I do know that Eric Wilson has made two albums, you know, when he came down to.
I tell you what, like I said, it could have been a trick question in it. And when I said a couple of names and give me two names or what have you, you hit me off with the right thing. It was two albums, if I'm not mistaken. It was called The Warm Up and My Dolo. Man, I'm being quiet right now. You get the VIP tickets, Mr. Powers. What's happening, man? What's happening, man?
I'll tell you what's happening. This Friday night happening. You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? And what it is this coming Friday is the Black House open mic. And where? Well, it's at the Chandler Park building, 17325 Euclid Avenue, second floor, suite 2190, from 7 to 9 p.m. Do not be afraid to attend, because I'm going to tell you right now, it's just like the hip-hop workshop. You can be mean, but keep it clean. You know, no profanity, no putting down women or none of that. But it's free food, live entertainment, When you got kids, don't look for no babysitter. Bring them with you. Because it's an event for everyone. It's not about Black House Sound. It's all about the youth. But speaking of Black House Sound, if you heard the man in the streets earlier, I'll remind you again. You can log on to YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr., or you can also log on to Joseph P. Motley Jr. to listen to the newest mixtape track called Still Winning from Black House Sound. It is something that you want to hear. It's something that's serious. And I tell you right now, hopefully you will not be disappointed by the lyrics from what you hear on there. You know what I'm saying? Shots out to Sheriff Kilroy that was on the track with us, as well as the one and only Hurricane Bang, who was also on there. But, you know, despite all of that, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Powers here, I want to remind everyone one more time that this coming Friday night, you know what I'm saying, October the 12th, 2018, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Black House Sound presents Open Mic Night at Friends and Fellowship Suite 2190. That is the second floor. As soon as you walk in, make a right to the elevators, and then you can go straight on down the hall, and you will see a sign right outside the door that says Friends Fellowship. Come on out, bring your family and friends. It is a lovely place to be. We got free food, free live entertainment, and a whole lot of fun. You cannot miss it. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. One love. Shouts out to the founder, Joseph Motley Jr.
Thank you so much. And as we put my brother back on hold, I tell you, it's one of those moments that I definitely want to at least let people know, hey, when they tell you the time, 7 p.m., there's been some crazy things that start early on. You had King Tut and Common rising at a 7 p.m. You had an old school rapper at a 7 p.m. You've cherished the love at a 7 p.m. What crazy thing will happen this Friday, 7 p.m.? Who knows? Hopefully we won't see Charlie Coon spook. Now, again, that Suite 2190, look for the Friends Fellowship sign, and we will see you this coming Friday. I want to let people know you can Facebook the Stage Comedy Music Dinner Variety Show. So you Facebook the Stage Comedy Music Dinner Variety Show, Thursday, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, CAPTIV8, Captivate. That's kind of clever. 2049 East 8th Street, downtown Cleveland, RSVP, and it's free. Hosted by Arrogant of the legendary Chop Shop Renegades, https://CAPTIV8CLEVELAND.com/events/the-stage2018-10. I tell you what, that's interesting. Also, Sheriff Kilroy, finality on 100-plus digital music sites, including Spotify, iTunes, iHeart. Soon to come, hey, Black House Sounds, 108 Vision, more of my people. Got to get on those things. People keep saying, hey, y'all just playing? Well, we're not. Before I go to the 216-333, let people know what's going on so you don't come back and say, you don't tell me what's happening. So you can Facebook, Alpha Porter JR, period. With a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, or I Am a Superwoman Radio, also on Facebook, WHK 1220 AM, The Word, Tony Fruit Show, Saturdays 2 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. You can also Facebook or Blog Talk D Gambit Radio. How about OPN Radio on WeUpRadio.com, which is on Mondays, 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, and the official Hurricane Bang Facebook page, and Friends Fellowship Bible Churches on Facebook and the Fred Barkley Live group. Now, I'm going to go to the 216-333 phone number that has been so patient. They're probably saying the only reason I'm patient is because they talk too much. So right now, I'm going to take the 216-333 phone number and say I apologize for talking too much.
You're not talking too much. This is Peter Corrigan. Nice to talk to you, Mr. Al Porter Jr. And thank you for walking today through the Columbus Day Parade. You guys are awesome today.
Man, thank you so much. So, first of all, I'm glad to hear from you because, you know, I'm not going to say anything other than the fact that you know, Wednesday, October 24th, I know you received something from, as well as your campaign manager from Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Solutions, Survivors, Victims, more to be added as Man in the Street, Brown Report Newspapers, 7100 Kinsman Road, County Executive Candidate Form, Peter Corrigan versus Armand Budish, and 250-plus voters. And I have to ask you, it's good to be in festivals. It's good to, you know, be here and there. But are you willing to come out and speak to 250-plus inner-city voters?
Yeah, if they won't go to sleep, absolutely. I don't know what he's going to do, but if I might be talking to a chair, I don't know. But I'm more than happy to come out.
I hear you. And we're going to put that out there now. People heard it here. And I'm going to ask you, what is it you would like to say this evening on the program?
Oh, I don't have much to say tonight. I just wanted to thank you for helping today. And also, I'm sorry I missed the hip-hop workshop because, you know, I want to tell the listeners just how great a guy Joe Motley is and Al Porter. You guys don't know these guys. You should meet them. They're great guys. Joe and I talk a lot about what he does. He's a real selfless guy. And, boy, I just tell you, the world would be a lot better if we had a lot more Joe Motley and Al Porter in them. That's all I got to say. So I'm sorry I missed it on Saturday. I couldn't get there, but sounds like from what everybody's saying, it was pretty good.
Oh, yes, and at least we will definitely make sure that you at least are kept aware of what's going on this coming Friday at the Black House Sounds open mic, where Joseph Motley Jr. handles the sounds, making sure that more young people and community-minded people are heard. So I will spread what you said along.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate it. And thank you for going through it. And you're right. There was a time where it wasn't so accommodating black people going through that neighborhood. But today, you know, everybody was very friendly. It worked out really well. Everybody was very, very accommodating and very courteous. So, you know, hey, we had that going for us.
Man, I thank you for that brutal honesty right there. So may you have an exceptionally well evening.
Okay, I'm going to hang on and listen if that's okay. But yeah.
Yeah, that's
thanks,
fine.
Thanks.
We appreciate that.
Okay.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And, hey, I'm glad. And before we go to the 216-468, I will say that I'm looking forward to seeing, okay, at that candidate's forum, will he be able to at least deal with that quote-unquote attacking county corruption with auditing and contracts overhaul, as well as, wow, adding 32,000 new jobs to the local workforce, simplifying county organization, and clean up financial discrepancies. And I'm looking forward to seeing how that one works out. Before I go and check out the 216-468, I should let people know that Life Obstacles is Saturday, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. WERE 1490 AM, the Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. Hey, there's a trend here. Kent and Angelica, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. WERE 1490 AM and MC Chill Talk Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. All four of those can be listened to at www.newstalkcleveland.com. Ooh, here's something coming up. The church parking lot, community outreach day, where everything is free. Fresh produce, clothing, housewares, health screening, information concerning financial service, community healing circles, jobs, reducing infant mortality, voting, and so much more. October the 12th, event time is 1 to 4 p.m., Southeast Seventh Day Adventist Church, 16602 Tarkington Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128. Church is the church parking lot, corner of Lee and Tarkington. And I like the fact that they have something on the flip side, but it's the same event. I also want to just throw this out there so that people will know what's going on. You know, our particular program and in the street, you know, they looked at who was running for judge, for Cuyahoga Common Pleas Court judge, and I almost let certain things go, and they pressed me and said, if you don't get behind LaSheree D. Billingsley for Cuyahoga Common Pleas Court judge, if she's experienced with the current assistant Cuyahoga County prosecutor, criminal trial attorney, civil litigation attorney, juvenile delinquency, juvenile justice unit, family law unit, and the professional affiliations, Ohio Prosecuting Attorneys Association, Norman S. Minor Bar Association, VP, and Cleveland Metropolitan Bar Association, West Shore Hispanic and Cleveland Martial Law Alumni Association, the West Shore and Hispanic are both bar associations. Now, look, the one reason that they gave me, and I didn't realize, is that, unfortunately, her opponent is John P. O'Donnell, who is silly enough to say, hey, we're going to let Brill off because we're not sure that, you know, his bullets were the ones that killed the officers. But, I mean, Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, we weren't sure that his bullets were different from the other officers who shot 137 times. But the man was a hero, yep, who jumped up on the hood and let off rounds like he was doing a remake of a Rambo movie. Now, with that being said, at least remember it is John P. O'Donnell who, thankfully, didn't make it to the Ohio Supreme Court. And if people are thinking about, well, I wonder if, just remember one thing, he's a lot different from an opponent that is running against him. Do not confuse him, please, with the other candidate, because he has nothing to do with Michael P. O'Donnell. Two totally different folks. So, I mean, Michael P. Donnelly. So Michael P. Donnelly is definitely a different person who's running for the state Supreme Court. So don't get out there and say, well, I'm going to vote for this one, but I'll ignore that other one and make one of the worst mistakes of all times. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. John P. O'Donnell. He has an opponent. Please help us sister out. Because she is one. I'm going to go to the 216-468 phone number, who's probably going to tell me, you know something? You talk a lot of trash, but I wish somebody at 137 yo behind. Anyway, I'm going to 216-468-468. You're on live. What's on your
Black
mind?
Black House. Sound. How's it going? Miss Sarah?
Man, it's going well. As a matter of fact, man, you got all kind of fans calling in tonight. I mean, I'm serious.
Oh.
You had about
wow.
three different people call in and tell me, well, let the people know, who are you?
Well, I'm Joseph Motley Jr., Black House Sound, the founder of Black House Sound. And we constantly on the move out in the community, making new music, mixtapes. Back to out in the community. Me and Brother Powers is really into our church, helping with things up at the church. As far as our open mic is up at the church. So if a parent is listening right now and you really want to spend time with your child and your child have a talent and they like to rap, but when you're walking around the house, they're saying the wrong words, you need to bring them up to the open mic so they can be encouraged from other teenagers and grown-ups that know how to perform on the microphone without saying the N-word or cussing. As far as the new mixtapes that I've been doing, I noticed that a few fans kind of didn't like the new turn that Black House Sound did throughout the summer. But I just want to remind them one thing. When you watch a TV show, for every TV show you watch, movie, TV show, court TV or whatever, it's always something disturbing in the program. Now, if Black House Sound paint every song to be perfect and it's a wonderful place, then we'll be walking around, we'll be hypocrites. I live in East Cleveland. I work in East Cleveland. Basically, what I'm trying to say is I live in a murder zone. So there's only so many songs that we're going to stay stuck on to keep making over and over. So what Black House Sound do, we try to be versatile. And so, like I say, for the people that's listening that hung in there with Black House Sound throughout that process, don't worry about it, because that great music is coming back. The music, when we're talking about the Lord, and the music, when we're talking about finding the solution. So be on the lookout for that. Come on out to the open mic this Friday. It's a treat. Black House Sound make real cool music. Check out that Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube, or Joseph P. Motley Jr., because it's two YouTube pages now. And you can always go to my Facebook. Other than that, once again, we have a Bible study tomorrow at the same church at the open mic. I know Mr. The sheriff will let y'all know the address and the suite number, and it's on the second floor. So if you want to come to Bible study, come on out. But before you judge a person, just understand, I live in the murder zone too. I have a brain just like you. And when I see Denzel Washington being a good character in a movie, and then I see him being a bad character, I still respect him as an actor. Can Black House Sound get the same results? Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Come on.
Man, that is a strong statement that just came out right there. And if I'm not mistaken, he must be talking about none other than Sweet 2190, Friends Fellowship Bible Church. That's Suite 2190 on the second floor. You'll probably see the Friends Fellowship sign, as well as it's at 17325 Euclid Avenue. For those who might say, well, I'm automobile challenged, get on the 28 and come on through. And the 28 runs all night long, so you trust me, you'll be able to get in and leave back out at a decent time and head back through to enjoy everything that's going on out there. As a matter of fact, you know something, talk about versatility and to still be able to get the messages out and, quote unquote, not sell out on how well everything sounds. I guess that's why they call it Black House Sounds. I should let people know that you are invited to the 30th anniversary of the Coalition for Better Life Founders Day celebration, celebrating Khalid Samad and the 10th year anniversary of 99 Treasures, Friday, October the 12th, and Saturday, October the 13th. The time is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Keynote address by Amir Ilhaj Khalid Samad. You can visit the 99 Treasures Youth Art Exhibit, Art Silent Auction, Food, Entertainment, Drumming, Vendors, Celebration, Special Guest, Mackay Bailey, True Speaker, Voice of the Youth of Syracuse, New York, an 18-year-old rapper who raps about stopping the violence. Donation is $25, which includes food, entertainment, artistic gift created by community youth entrepreneurs. For contact information, you can reach out to Khalid Samad at 216-538-4043 or Sister Raj at 216-618-8806. Tickets can be purchased at 99 Treasures, 13815 Kismet Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. And I think that's the best way to put it right there. As a matter of fact, since I did say it, I want to always make sure nobody gets anything wrong. So even though I said what I said about, you know, John P. O'Donnell, is different from Judge Michael P. Donnelly, again, who's running for Ohio Supreme Court. Reason being, I don't want anybody mixing up that particular idiot, John P. O. whatever it is, who got up there and said one of the most asinine arguments that I've heard, and I've heard a lot. I should let people know that coming up also, if we talked about the candidate forum that I'm glad to be a part of, I should let people know that Man in the Street just reserved Willard Park, a.k.a. the Free Stamp, for 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, October 22nd. That's the National International Day Against Police Brutality, spearheaded by Alicia Kirkman, Mothers and Fathers of Unity, who had Black House Sounds come to the West Side for an event. The Michael J. Zone Rec Center, Refuse Fascism, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and many more. Man in the Street hey, out to not only save the street by changing the street, creator driven, what y'all doing? Boom, that's what it is. I'm glad to be around the people that I am around. Before I do this next particular song, because, hey, it says a lot. One of the most interesting things that I will say that was done, hey, if you talk about a difference, I got to play it because it was requested. It was played on a different show that comes on at 10 p.m., same phone number. Hey, it's The Empire with Emax the Image. He said this particular track from Black House Sounds was his personal favorite, from CCR to Cleveland Conscious Rap to you know what it is.
Become a target, it's them goons outside, and you know they trying to start. You get robbed in the daylight and murdered in the dark, and after they done with you, they stash your body in a resort. You call it pro package, but when the medics showed up, your body was full of maggots. And the bad part about it, they found you 2 weeks after. Your mama couldn't take it cause she knew you was out there trapping. God please bless the people, he got money in them guns, so you can't tell them about the people. SWAT on standby with the barrel to your people. 24 hours going in, they about to snipe you through the window. And you think it's all a game, you on Facebook, on your Kindle. Helicopters in the sky, you made the news to go to info. Now you're looking in the mirror, wanna give up, but it ain't this simple. You gon' face jail time for killing that goon 2 weeks ago. You can fight, but you still die. Nothing in life is reasonable. What?
It's all about taking chances and sacrifices. Sometimes the journeys you take might leave you in a crisis. When your mind tried to tell you, oh yeah, let me try this. You on the verge of going down a dead and broke off priceless. You wanna try premeditation as well as gang affiliation. Had to have your body laying up in the ditch, steady sink. Whenever I come around, you already know what you're thinking on how to set me up. Forgetful access to my bank. So why you wanna hold a grudge when it's all up in the past? But you was the one who tried to rob somebody's goods from their stash. When you tried to get away, you knew that jail was too late. You got that bad body heat from that bullet penetrate. With the bell collision course, tell me who gon' carry the torch. With your last receiving vision, a congregation is life support. If you get a second chance, stay away from the advance. We're getting lost up in the sand, gon' be your next life expand. Man. My left eye, was it an outlaw? You can't kill my pride. Now if you owe me, pay me, never play me. See, I'm trying to kill death, but death is slowly killing me. Slip, slap, slip, clap, you run your mouth a little too much. But still, I got your life in the clutch of my hand, it's a final touch. And back of my mind, steady it be mentally ill and buff, you're feeling lyrical, killing what a feeling. One in a million cats be feeling, ooh, what a rush. A world of feeling, a dream be rushing. You can't fight, but you still die. No lie, not rock a mic, I'm full of the film. Increases the pain, love of the drama, pull of the trigger, kick that stuff, retaliation is a must. You can fight, but you still die. What goes around comes around, karma rise.
Get right, but you still die.
fight, but you still die. You can fight, but you still die.
In the dark, in the light of the day, I feel death's breath from every which way. People say they love me, I feel the lies. Just because I live right, well, I'm despised. The folks that I help, huh, they want to kill me. I feel them plotting, I ain't crazy. Who's this calling early in the morning? Sounds like a setup, that word is warning. They kill Pop, Pop, then they kill Biggie, X and King, so I know they'll kill me. Will it be the cops or the FBI? Someone jealous right between my eyes. Booyah, I fought.
Oh, yeah. And I want to let people know, I wish I could be in this, but I cannot. And that's all right. The Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County contest instructions. The challenge of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County spoken word competition, co-sponsored by Community Innovations LLC, is to deliver and record a speech, a rap, or poetry in a way that sounds and looks more interesting than your competitors. Videos must be less than 120 seconds. The winner of the competition will receive $500. Step one, subscribe to www.communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com, www.communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com. Press contact, scroll down to enter email address, press follow. Step two, record your speech, rap, or poetry video. Step three, email video to urbanpundits2@gmail.com. URBANPUNDITZ, number two, @gmail.com before midnight of October 28th. And you can type the phrase contest video in the subject line. Now, I think they're going to extend this out to November for people. And the top three videos will be posted on their website. And the winning video will be announced on Tuesday, October 30th at 5 p.m. on the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceofradio.com, where you can download the Mixcloud app or the MixLR app to access Voice It Radio on your smartphone or computer. And in order, that's to be the $500, but contestants, you have to subscribe. If you're one of the first 100 subscribers to https://communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com, hey, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win $100. Hey, congratulations. I've heard some people on the phone already who will probably do well in it. I also want to, since I see this right in front of my face, Brick House Wellness. They were in and at the workshop, so of course I'll read the flyer for Food for the Soul. Healthy cooking, using fresh produce, herbs, and spices for healthier lifestyle. It's not just soul food, it's food for your body and soul. You can contact Dolores Gray at 216-773-3451 for more info. And as I look at that, you know, one of those things, I give her points for style. 16-page book was given out at the Labor Day Festival that Marsha Fudge was running. And I was surprised that it was her opponent, Beverly Goldstein, who was giving out a 16-page book right in front of her opponent. And the one thing that I do want to throw out there is I love when somebody shares some sort of history. So history as a weapon. Let's go back to this, where slave masters understood that the social control of the slaves could not be based solely on physical coercion. Knowledge was power, and virtually all slave codes established in the United States set restrictions, making it illegal to teach slaves to read or write. As the statute that I'm about to read, if passed by the state of North Carolina in 1831 session, where it said, therefore, number one, be it enacted by the General Assembly of the State of North Carolina, it is hereby enacted to to the authority of the same, that any free person who shall hereafter teach or attempt to teach any slave within the state to read or write, the use of figures accepted, or shall give or sell to such slave or slaves any books or pamphlets, shall be liable to indictment in any court of record in this state having jurisdiction thereof. And upon conviction shall, at the discretion of the court, if a white man or woman be fined not less than $100, nor more than $200, or in prison. And if a free person of color shall be fined, in prison, or whipped, at the discretion of the court, not exceeding 39 lashes, nor less than 20 lashes. Be it further enacted, part two of this, that if any slave shall hereafter teach or attempt to teach any other slave to read or write, the use of figures accepted, he or she may be carried before any justice of the peace, and on conviction thereof shall be sentenced to receive 39 lashes on his or her bare back. And number three, be it further enacted that the judges of the superior courts and the justices of the county courts shall give this act in charge to the grand juries of their respective counties. Now, my reason for throwing that out there, people, right now, is that it's so important, the jobs that some of the people around me do. I will say that an educator who educates in the East Cleveland region, Joseph Motley Jr., it's important to be able to teach. When he came up with that Cleveland Conscious rap, his founder, Black House, was important that the president of the company, Mr. Power, said, yeah. And by doing that, they taught people, hey, you can do something greater. And you can do something conscious. You don't have to just do what everybody says. You can change some things. And that's what was done. I also want to call out the attention to Community Ministries. It's every Sunday, 10 a.m. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. From John 8:32, Pastor Ernest Harris, address 15415 Kiplin Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. They say, hey, come and bring your children. They provide counseling for youth, family, and marriage. You can dial the number of 216-835-9704 for more information. And while I'm going through certain things and just looking at it, I want to say that it is so important when you get through things and you start to tell the truth, because you never know what might happen. As a matter of fact, guilty pleasure. I played what D-Max liked. It's his favorite song, Still Die. I'm going to play one of the songs that I personally like is my favorite. Not too many other people really like it, but it was something so different that I've learned. You know, my brother in all of this, Joseph Motley Jr., keeps on saying, Sheriff, hey, do your best to challenge the limits and the restraints. So this one right here really challenged it for me. This was from Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy from a couple of years back. You know what it is.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming. I ain't nothing weak. I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event. You got a ways to go. Like RVD, I'm the whole Evan show. So if you step wrong in this profession, cause I'll lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard. You can run your mouth. Keep in mind, I south to McGinney's house. I raised hell inside City Hall. Michael Muhammad, call me Final Call. We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming.
In the land of the lost, I've been paid the cost. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the boss. The crime rate
Cincinnati and Cleveland get higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the zebra. But if the PD gets immunity, football televised, I'ma stomp from a hole in them just to walk it dry. My occupational destiny is a DCA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office, and that's the bottom line.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming.
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 Hey, I got this rap return back. Those lies to the fact. You think everything funny till you shot in the head. Tim McKinley letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. If I acting and eating bodies, you put me under the jail. Resist arrest to form of slavery. We living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy. We come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it their way, we'd be all in jail. And for the young ones, disobedient time.
Don't get murdered. We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming.
All right, now. Let's be kind of serious now. I'm going to get this 10-foot step ladder from a soapbox. And, you know, this is just coming from my point of view. I remember talking to a friend of mine about mortality. Even thought about it from my area to Twinsburg. Cleared my head about it. Caused me to think hard about it. When it comes down to my very own funeral, that's why it's good to have a stipulation and a will. So I'm just doing fans and family, friends, doing them a favor. No funeral. Now, before you all get all thrown off in a tizzy on that one, because you all probably will be, I'm doing you all a favor. Now, before you think I'm cruel, I should break it down and explain. Because being a member of Black Man's Army, sometimes we're asked to carry flags outside, the red, black, and green flag, to honor those who passed. We stand outside during the beginning and the end of a funeral, and, you know, we can go in to the funeral if we choose. And usually I stand outside during funerals with the flag. Why? Because a lot of you all have turned funerals into a three-ring circus. Now, I know y'all think I'm lying. A lot of whites don't have to go through this. Latinos, Asian, Oriental. Black folks, sometimes you get out there and mess us up. First of all, I refuse to put my mama or those who love me, my lady, anybody through the circus of people getting up there and claiming they love me in 2 minutes. But some of y'all Negroes turn it into 3 minutes of BS that y'all use to show up other people and how much you love your homie. And I probably ain't know you. You know how it goes. Somebody get up there and say, wow, he called and asked my advice every day. He wanted me to take over the workshop at Black on Black Crime Incorporated. You have people like Art McCoy, Judy Martin looking up and saying, who the hell is that? Others will say the wrong thing, like, y'all know Al Porter was a good guy. But them funny-looking red, black, and green hats ain't make no sense. Nah, people, I refuse to do that to you. Now, I know y'all say, I need a funeral so a pastor can speak over me and push a positive message to the people. Now, come closer. Come a little bit closer. A lot of my black pastors would use funerals to promote their agenda in church. If I was Catholic, I might have a Catholic funeral. Been to those. We pray for his body and his spirit. Simple. But some of these black funeral pastors couldn't keep focus and refused to do that. I won't have them done that to people that I care about. I could just see the eulogy. Al Porter was a good man. I hope he made peace with God and go to heaven because he listened to that nasty NWA music. But let me tell you what I teach in my church on Easter hundreds and Harvard 10 a.m. Sundays. God don't believe in Muslims, gays, Republicans. Come up and be blessed at the altar call. And when you leave, You went through a circus. Now, that's very interesting. No wonder Muslims wash a dead body and get rid of it. So look, I'm going to take this little break for about a minute and 47. Finish up with what I feel away to go.
Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge, equal power. My knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Anyway, I said all that to make this clear. Nah. Look, man, in the street fans, no funeral to bog you down. Death is an interesting thing, but you should always consider having your things written out and done professionally so that people will honor your wishes. So I just make it simple. When it's time for me to go, I just like a simple repass where people like Suave, Emacs, Black House Sounds, Black Odyssey, Ronnie B can just perform live. Have somebody play some NWA, some Pac, some Al Green, some James Brown. Just throw it all together and make it simple for your brother. Hey, as they would say in the streets, just, you know, look out for your boy. And that's it. Look, we have so many activities, so many things coming up. Join us in some of them so you can say that you're starting to enjoy life rather than get bogged down by life. It is fun. After all, I'm an example for it. A lot of people said where I wouldn't be, and I'm right here talking to you all right now. Stay blessed. Stay up. Look out for each other. We're a family. And for those who don't believe it, that's all right. Find you some real family, because remember something. Some of you all have proven in my life that, hey, family goes much deeper than bloodline. So with that being said, we'll look out for each other. We've got so much stuff coming up. We expect to see you there. Follow each other's movements. One love. Peace.